This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that. It's just minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Welcome to a Monday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. We are on location again today at the Kearney Country Club, site of the 2015 Nebraska Children's Home Golf Scramble. We've been doing this since the inception, and it moves along year after year and a lot of fun. And we're just glad to be out here and help another local organization. Sarah's going to be sliding by to talk to us about the organization here in a few minutes, but we've also got our full array of sports to talk about today. Coach Mike Davis is going to join us to talk about the United Bowl. It did not go the Nebraska Danger way as they were beaten again up in Sioux Falls on Saturday, a game that was a solid, well-played first half where the Danger took advantage of a few things, couldn't convert on some fourth and shorts, took a gamble out there. I think the coach knew that they had to keep up score for score, and when they got down 10, he knew that they couldn't afford to get down anymore, and it got away from them, 62-27. This is probably the best Sioux Falls team, despite what many people believe. Chris Dixon, maybe the best player in the history of the IFL, no longer their quarterback, but they were 16-0, and Jimmy, I don't care who you are, any sport to go undefeated, especially in a sport like this where there's turnover, these guys are good enough to maybe go play in the Canadian Football League or get tryouts with NFL teams or have played for NFL teams, and injuries and all the things that go along with a physical sport, to go undefeated the way they did it and win so convincingly in the championship game. They've got quite a dynasty up there.
Yeah, they sure do. And you know, and I can't put my finger on it. I guess I don't know that much about it. I do know what kind of players the Nebraska Danger gets, and it seems like they're really quality players. And, you know, they're doing things, and they're not weak at any position. You know, when I kind of ref that league, every once in a while you'll see a team, and maybe their defensive front's not very good, so you can exploit that. Or their defensive secondary's not very good, and you exploit that. Or one guy gets injured and his backup's not very good. I just think, and I'll be honest about this, I think they have a little more depth, you know, than everybody else in the league. So when somebody does go down, or Doug, it's a long game. Those things take 3 hours. And so when you sub in and you can kind of keep people fresh, they're pretty good in the third and fourth quarter. And even the Danger seems to have more depth than the teams, most of the teams they play, but not this team.
So we'll talk with Coach about that. Our 14 teams in 14 days will continue today as well. We will focus on the other NU, and that's Northwestern. Henry Bushnell of Inside NU will join us on today's program. Looked at Illinois on Friday. I was out the last couple of days. Your impressions, what did I miss, Jimmy?
I guess the All-Star vote. I mean, you know, the Kansas City Royals got another guy selected in the All-Star game, you know, via the vote. We talked about you gave me some bets on if Alex Gordon was going to make an error or not. And you gave me, I said, well, I don't think he'll make an error. And unfortunately, I don't think he's going to make an error for a while now. So that was a big thing as far as the Kansas City Royals were concerned, was I think, you know, since you and I have talked last, you know, what a big thing. But the Royals have the best record in the American League. And also, we have the golf tournament yesterday. seems like one guy seems to be playing pretty well right now in the PGA Tour. What do you think?
Well, Jordan Spieth, a big story, and of course, he plays the John Deere. He'll probably be one of those guys, since that's where he made his first big splash, that will continue to play the John Deere, not one of the bigger tournaments on the schedule, but he wins it, and he wins it basically in two rounds. That's the amazing thing about this. He shoots even on Thursday, and he shoots 3 under yesterday, birdieing two of his final three holes, and he shoots 17 under in the middle two rounds, 7 under and 10 under. He had to go to a playoff, and let's face it, were you really rooting for Jordan Spieth yesterday when it got to the playoff? Because I'm going to tell you what, I wasn't. I'm going to root for Spieth all the time. Were you rooting for Jordan Spieth or 46-year-old journeyman Tom Gillis?
Yeah. I mean, you want somebody that hasn't won for a while. You know, if you look at their, hey, and you fall in love with the guy. You didn't even know the guy. You know, you're going, who's this guy again? You know what I mean? But you kind of, yeah, the sports are that way, and all of a sudden you see some guy step up and have a great round and a great tournament. You know, when John Daly showed up that one time when he won the PGA, I don't know what year that was, 91, 93, whatever it was, when he won his PGA, yeah, it was really hard to cheer against him that day.
Well, and the point I'm making there is Jordan Spieth already has the world out in front of him.
Right.
Tom Gillis could have got into the Masters, British Open. He could have got into the majors. He could have got an exemption on the tour. I mean, this is a Scott Gucheski type of guy. Tom Gillis hasn't ever done anything. I mean, he's played and he's been close a couple of times, but you know, it would have been life-changing for him to win yesterday. Jordan Spieth already had his life-changing moments.
Correct. Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying, Doug. And it's amazing some of the things they have on the exemptions when they have that for, you know, if you finish in the top 10 or the top 12 or whatever. So, yeah, you're correct.
If you'd like to be a part of the Doug and Daddy Show, we invite you to shoot us a tweet at ESPN 1460 1550, at ESPN 1460 1550. You can always give us a buzz on the Kearney Chicken Coop fan line, 888-455-ESPN. That's 888-455-3776. Or if you would like to shoot us an email, the Dent Popper inbox is there for you 24/7 to ask a question, make a comment at Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. So we'd love to hear from you. Be a part of the Doug and Daddy Show today live at the Kearney Country Club for the annual Nebraska Children's Home Society golf scramble. And we'll talk with Sarah here in just a little bit. And then Coach Davis from the Nebraska Danger. And we will also catch up with Henry Bushnell of Inside NU. So it's all going on here today. And again, we'd love to have you. And getting back to the All-Star game that you were talking about, I went to the Royals game Thursday, first game without Alex Gordon. We're watching it Wednesday night, listening to it, but in this case, watching the game and watching it happen, and it's just one of those freak things that happens. And then you've got to tip your cap to Jerrod Dyson, who came in immediately and made big plays for three straight days. And the Royals won a game Wednesday night that it looked like they weren't going to win. They come back and win on Thursday in good convincing fashion in the afternoon. They end up winning six in a row. They're hot again. They take two of three from Toronto this weekend. A weird game yesterday where they're up 6-0 after one. Toronto gets an 8 spot, and they win 11-10. But the Royals, to get done everything that they have got done, and they have the best record in the American League by 4 games right now over the Angels and the Yankees, and they're 4.5 up over the Twins.
Yeah, and if we're going to talk Kansas City Royals baseball, I think one thing that's important is last year, when they won their 50th game, their record was 49-50, so they ended up being 50-50, Doug. This year, when they won their 50th game, they only had 33 losses. So, you know, that's a 17-game improvement already. So they've been hot since August of last year all the way through. So they probably right now are playing as good as anybody at all in the major leagues, you know, and that's exciting for people that are Royal fans.
Let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we'll chat about the reason we're here today, the Nebraska Children's Home Society, and all the great things that they do. Of course, the annual golf tournament. I remember year one, they got them together, and we came out here and played a little bit, and now it's jam-packed, so that's awesome. And we'll talk with Sarah about that right after this break on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. a very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Comforting guidance when you need it most.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
Dedicated, trusted, and compassionate service.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
We listen to you.
We are here for you.
And we help ease a difficult time.
Our family serving your family for generations. Please call, stop by, or go online. Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
One play can change momentum in a game.
Field goal attempt for the corner with 1.6 seconds to play. Now he launches up a shot at the buzzer.
And one deductible is a game changer when it comes to your insurance.
He hits it! A three-point field goal with the state championship.
That's why you should see Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your Farm Bureau agents. They can bundle your car and home together into a single policy. So, if life sends a blitz in the form of a storm or fire...
Touchdown! Kidding me.
You'll pay just one deductible for everything that's covered. Talk to Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers today and see how simple it can be. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliates, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see partly sunny skies across the area as we head through the day today with a high up into the mid-90s. Winds will stay to the north to northwest about 5 to 15. Tonight with partly cloudy skies, we'll head down to 67. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 84.
Playing Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back at Kearney Country Club. Another great day, a little less blistering than it was yesterday, but still a little warm, but a great group of golfers out here for the Nebraska Children's Home Annual Golf Scramble. Let's take a look at our Midtown Mart Cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Over the weekend, we ask you if Tim Duncan will play out his entire two-year contract. 67% said, yeah, he'll be with the Spurs the next couple of years. 33% says this will be his swan song. Today, we ask you, now that we're at the All-Star break, who is the best team in Major League Baseball? And our producer, Caleb, has given us four of the teams with the best records in baseball. And he's a little jaded here. A little jaded here, Jimmy. He only puts one American League team in, the Royals. And he puts the Cardinals, the Pirates, and the Dodgers in a good series over the weekend between the Pirates and the Dodgers. Vote now, Pirates and the Cardinals, ESPNSuperstation.com. Who you got? The Cardinals look really good. They have the best record in major leagues. It's hard to dispute that, isn't it?
Well, I think, you know, one thing about it is evidently there's some teams in the National League. If those teams are winning at that high level, there must be some teams not playing very well, you know. So I think the American League is a stronger division. So whoever's leading the American League, I think, is the strongest team in baseball.
A little more parity?
I think so.
Okay, so Jimmy goes with the Royals. I'm still impressed the Cardinals lose a starting pitcher at the beginning of the season, and they're still where they're at. Give us your opinion as we go to the All-Star break. Who is the best team in Major League Baseball? Vote now on our Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, Jimmy, there is a reason that we're out of the studio today, and not just because it's nice weather. We're out here to help support the Nebraska Children's Home Society, and I've seen that you kind of want to run up to the driving range. Maybe just walk out here to 17. Maybe you could be the all-star golfer here today. Hit that generous gimme tee shot.
I think what I'm going to do is hit that foam ball they're all trying to hit. Everybody seems to be aiming at the cup, and that thing is really veering to the right. So I'm going to aim a little left. In fact, if somebody wants to ask me how to do that, they got to go about 6 or 7 feet to the left when they start. That foam ball is carrying in the wind.
Well, I'll tell you what, you've got the Snag Golf, and they always do that out here. We've talked about that. We were out here last month for the Tasha Kider Memorial with all the proceeds going to Snag Golf to help the youngsters in the elementary. So if you're out here today, you'll get to see that as well. But Sarah Sanson is with us representing the Nebraska Children's Home Society. And Sarah, good morning. It looks like everything's off to a great start.
It is. Good morning, guys.
This is always, it's work, work, work. You try to have a little fun. There's a variety of ways to have fundraisers, but the tournament has really taken off, and as we said, it has grown to capacity here over the last few years. So it looks like another great event here for you.
Yeah, we're really excited that it's full again this year. It's the seventh year, and it gets me out of the office for a day.
Monday. It's a good Monday to do that. Well, Sarah, tell us a little bit. Again, we kind of go over a couple of the three standard questions for those that are new to the area or haven't heard about the Nebraska Children's Home before. You do a lot of things, but kind of give us an overview of what your organization is all about.
Well, here in the Tri-Cities, we have our pregnancy, parenting, and adoption program. We provide services to men and women that are experiencing an unplanned pregnancy with either a parenting plan or an adoption plan. We help couples that are wanting to build their family through adoption. We're licensed to do all that. We do search services. We do post-adoption. I am our right turn supervisor, so I do post-adoption care for kiddos that are adopted out of the foster care system or guardianships, and we recently just opened up to all adoptions, so that's exciting to be able to provide those support and services to families. We have mental health services, and we have our teen chat program that's kicking off in Hall and Adams County as well.
Somebody's listening to that and they go, holy moly, that is for me. I didn't know that was out there. You've got a website, nchs.org, where you can find out a lot of information, but there's not just one office. You're all over the state of Nebraska. How can they get in contact with you? And I know we go through this. Some families are real eager about adoption. Mm-hmm. Some young ladies are maybe embarrassed or have problems about trying to reach out and get some help. How do they get a hold of you, and what's the process once they do?
Well, they can call any of our offices. We have one in Omaha, Lincoln, Alliance, Scottsbluff, Kearney, Grand Island, North Platte, and Norfolk. All of our contact information is listed on our website, and a caseworker will answer or they will call you back.
You put monies, I mean, there is a reason that we have the fundraiser. Talk about what the monies kind of go towards over the last 6 years.
We don't charge a fee for our services, and so this supports us to be able to do what we want to do. It supports me traveling 2 hours to go meet with a client because they can't get to me. It supports writing the home study, all that stuff that we do. It supports that because we don't charge anybody a fee for our services.
Yeah, real quick, very rewarding what you're doing. And for all the employees that do what you do, this mm-hmm. has to be very rewarding what you're doing. Tell me a little bit, is there an age limit, an age gap that you're dealing with people like pregnancies, like at different ages, or is there any kind of an age?
We serve all ages. Okay. Really, we serve 0 to 99 because we work with individuals that are searching for their birth parents. We are working with somebody right now that could be 70 trying to find their birth parents. And then obviously we work with infants. So, yeah,
sure.
The whole age range.
Doug Duda and Jim Langan here at the Kearney Country Club, the Nebraska Children's Home Society, having their golf scramble. We're talking with Sarah Sanson, and it's more than just adoption. You've got a neat event that's coming up here that's a teen chat, but talk about some of the other things that you guys do that are not necessarily adoption-based.
Well, with teen chat, we work with teen girls ages 13 to 18, and it's a 9-week series group that we meet in either Hastings or Grand Island, and we talk about sexual health education, goal setting, healthy relationships, all those steps to be a successful young woman. That's what we're really tailoring that towards.
How have, I guess, time, society changes? There's so many, I mean, from social media to 10 years ago to 20 years ago, what are maybe an issue or two that is a new issue that you guys, that the professionals like yourself try to get learned up on and try to help the youngsters with?
I swear it's always changing. Social media is hard. People would say that I'm young and I should know how to use it. No, I have to call my 19-year-old sister and be like, explain this to me. Especially working with the teen girls, I don't understand it as much. And so learning that and the bullying piece is huge on the social media. So we're always equipping ourselves for that.
Seems like that's getting better. Is that the case, or is that still one of the major problems that that you guys will chat about in the upcoming series?
It's always going to be ongoing. Issues for teen girls is always going to be ongoing, ever changing. The same issues are still there that they were 60 years ago, but they're always changing with the times.
Sarah, is the group full? Can people still get registered
for
that?
They can sure sign up. They can just contact us, and I'll get them signed up.
Give me the details. When's it start? Is it a weekly deal? What's the times?
We have our 2-day one in Grand Island next Monday and next Monday and Tuesday, and so they can call me, and it's from 10 to 4 at the Grand Island Public Schools admin building.
You know, I taught health class, and I remember when I was teaching it that 19% of children born in Nebraska were born out of wedlock. You know, so we're talking about 1 out of 5 children that you see, you know, and like you said, a lot of families, they do have guidance and support where they've got a grandmother or they've got, you know, somebody else in the family that can take over and kind of help raise this. But this is a tremendous thing, what you're doing. And I really think it's rewarding what you're doing here and helping out children and especially educating and talking to children that have these issues. So accolades to you.
Well, I like what I do. I'm the lucky one.
Also, I see that there's a little foster care, which mm-hmm. obviously will be different than adoption. Talk about the differences there and folks that want to get involved.
Maurice Donnelly and Lacey office out of our Grand Island office and provides foster care support to the Tri-City area. Our niche is kinship adoptions and really supporting those foster care placements that are within family members. And so we are always looking to add foster parents to our roster. So if they want more information, they can sure call our Grand Island office and ask for Maurice Donnelly.
And again, folks, if you would like more information, you can go online to nchs.org, the Nebraska Children's Home Society, nchs.org. Phone number, if you'd like it right now, 402-451-0787 is one of the numbers. 402, is there another number that they should look at, Sarah, or is that the main one?
That's our main Omaha
402-451-0787. We talk about a lot of things. I think we've thrown some numbers out before. Jimmy was talking about 1 in 5 out of wedlock pregnancies. How many adoptions do we go through? Is the number rising, staying steady, falling? How is that?
It's ebb and flow. Each year is different. We can't find, you know, an even number. It's always up and down, up and down. It just depends on the year.
And I always, when I hear this, some folks are fortunate and they want to adopt and they find their child fairly quickly. Others wait. I've always been a little curious about that process. Does it make a difference, or what is the expected? Say we come in today and we want to adopt a child. How long are we expected to wait?
It honestly really depends because the birth parents are the ones who ultimately choose. We don't have a whole lot of say in it. They choose, so they look at a set of profiles based on their health and social history and what the prospective adopt couple has said yes to, and then that's how we match them.
Oh, sorry, Jimmy. Thought you had one there. Sarah Sands.
I was waving at someone who came up and kind of waved at me, and I waved back. How many golfers are here today? How many people are playing in the tournament? Do you have any idea? I think it's – I counted 129.
Yeah, I think it's a full
field. I know
it's full.
Yeah.
40 teams? 40 or
40, 40 teams.
40
yeah.
times 4. Put that together.
Okay. That'd be about 160, so maybe I'm off a little bit.
I'm a social worker.
Maybe
so
it's 36. I know the sheet is full.
Okay.
I know the sheet is full. That's what I know. I didn't count them, Jimmy. That's my bad. My bad. Right. Shaner would know.
All right.
Head pro Matt Shaner or Ross would know. And hey, how about this guy over here?
Yeah, seriously, he would know.
Matt Prash is here. He helped get us involved with this all the time. Grab that microphone, Matt. Not to throw Sarah out of here, but
Matt can have it.
Sarah, well, okay. Thanks, Sarah. Keep
Thank
up the great
gentlemen.
Work.
Thank you.
Matt's just kind of making the turn here, but I know the Prashes, the Blys. There's some folks that I've known, but you're kind of making the turn. How's the golf game right now?
Golf game is just zeroed in right now. We're in a zone. I probably shouldn't even be talking to you guys. It's that solid right now. So
the other three are playing well, huh?
Well, they're gifting us. They're gifting us. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
We talk with Sarah, and we can talk about the pregnancy, the parenting, the adoption, the foster care, the programs, the Right Turn, the teen chat that they've got coming up. There's so many things. Because as I said to Sarah, we just think about adoption, but you're one of the families that has – I guess benefited is the best word here, and you can correct me on that. But adoption, obviously, is a big part of your family and a lot of the lives that are here today. Just, I guess, testimonial is the word that's used a lot. But
you know,
take us with how this organization helped.
This has been a joy for us the whole way through. And I can't tell people enough that are out there maybe listening. This changes lives, changed our life for the better. I mean, we struggled with infertility. I mean, it's awful. You just want to have a family. These kids just want and need someplace to be loved. And so it's a win-win for everybody. The children's home made it super easy for us. We dialed up the phone number. that simple. They get the ball rolling for you. You get yourself, you tell them what you need, and the next thing you know, your life's changed. You've got a family, and you can never go back, and it's a wonderful thing.
And I think we bring it up every year with the gals that have worked at the office, and it hasn't been Sarah all 7 years, but has been here lately. I just imagine the nerves, whether you're making the call or trying to get adoption because you're going, I mean, why can't I have kids? Why can't I have a family? And on the other side, you've got the young ladies that are very nervous about, I want to give my child up for adoption, but I don't know where to start. What was that process like?
Well, you know, again, they prepped us so well. There's such a big component of education that the children's home does an excellent job doing. So all of that actually flowed, once we got involved with it, flowed just seamlessly into what we needed. And I guess I want to stress to people out there too, especially young ladies that maybe have an unplanned pregnancy or something, this isn't all about adoption. The children's home offers so many other great things. They do birth plans for mothers that just, they're not for sure if they want to do that or not. And again, they're just a wonderful resource. You know, we're living proof of the adoption side, but we really only scratch the surface of what the children's home does. They have the right turn, some things, and you probably talked, Sarah probably commented on that. They have so many avenues for people. It's just a wonderful thing. I can't stress enough, and especially to those mothers that maybe have an unplanned pregnancy. They need to call as well, because they can really add that guidance and that piece of their life that they may be missing at that time to help them either with an adoption plan or a parenting plan. And it's, you know, it benefits the kids, and that's what we're most concerned about, is that child. So it's a wonderful thing.
Well, Matt, we don't want you to cool down since you're off to a red hot start. Get back on that
Absolutely.
Golf course.
Hey, thank you guys. Go Big Red.
That's Matt Frasch. Matt and Sarah Sanson, thanks so much for being a part and inviting us out again here at the Nebraska Children's Home. I mean, let's face it, Jimmy, we haven't had to go down that road, but when you've been around a while, you know people on both ends of this, and the Nebraska Children's Home Society is outstanding, and I'm glad that we could come out and help them out a little bit today, we hope.
Well, yeah, and not only that, Doug, even if you have a question and about anything, they'd be willing and they'd be able to tell you, hold it, you know, this isn't maybe quite our area, but we have us, we know what area you need to go to. So there's help out there. A lot of people, you know, they go, the life's stressful at times, and you're going through, this is going to be a stressful issue. You know, you might have a pregnancy that's unwanted, and all of a sudden you decide, hold it, now it's wanted. You know, hey, you know what? I'm going to try, and they'll give you some help. I was just talking to her, and she said they have a program where girls are in high school and they're still wanting to go to school. They need help with daycare. You know, and they're going to help them provide that and show them where they need to go and what they can do and what avenues they can take on that to make sure they can continue their education.
Some Nebraska non-conference basketball schedules released this morning. We'll try and get to that when we come back here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We will continue our Big Ten preview with Henry Bushnell of Inside NU to talk Northwestern as you get ready for your lunch hour on this Monday. Try the Chicken Coop in Kearney. A lot of places say they're a sports bar and grill, but no one combines the best of both places like the Kearney Chicken Coop. One of the reasons, they're outstanding flame-broiled buffalo wings with all of your favorite sauces. Of course, the lunch special today is the steak sandwich and a side. It's so outstanding. Or just get anything off the menu. Monday is Coop Koozie Night. If you've bought the koozie in the past, bring it in. You get the $1 12-ounce cold ones all evening long. If you haven't done it before, all you do is slide in. The Coop Koozie costs you $5. And then you continue to use it on Monday nights for $1 for 12-ounce cool ones on Monday evenings. And if you're needing a little party room, they've got a convenient party area for you as well. Stop by and see the great folks at the Kearney Chicken Coop Sports Bar and Grill in downtown Kearney. When we come back, our 14 teams in 14 days continues with Northwestern.
Every baseball fan has respect for Major League Baseball's past, present, and future. And it comes alive at the Museum of Nebraska Major League Baseball in downtown St. Paul. Dedicated to illustrating the careers of over 150 men with Nebraska ties who have made it to the majors. Enjoy Hall of Fame exhibits featuring Alexander, Gibson, Boggs, Vance, Ashburn, Crawford, and Southworth. The Museum of Nebraska Major League Baseball, a place you've got to see in downtown St. Paul. Open daily 9:30 to 4:30 and Saturday 10 to 2.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
I call Kearney Crete and Block for all my landscaping bricks and paver.
We called Kearney Crete and Block when we decided to do an outdoor kitchen, fire pit, and patio. You should be calling Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Now's the time to start training for the Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including track and field, golf, basketball, bowling, swimming, tennis, and many more. This year's games will be held August 6th through the 9th in Kearney. For registration and more information, go to NebraskaSeniorGames.com. Registrations are due July 17th. The 2015 Nebraska Senior Games, where competition never gets old. Get in the games at NebraskaSeniorGames.com.
A few years ago, we decided as a company to drop the big franchise name so that we could invest the franchise dollars locally in the good things Kearney has to offer. And in that, I mean the people and what we do for each other. This is Tim Norwood with NP Realty.
NP Realty invites you to enjoy all the cruise night activities in Kearney this week. But please, keep it fun for everyone. Be safe. Be smart.
NP Realty, developing dreams.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the lies that you've been living.
Duck and Daddy Show, rolling on. Doug Duda, Jimmy Langan with you at the Kearney Country Club for the Nebraska Children's Home Annual Golf Scramble. A beautiful day to be out on the course. It's a full field here. They teed off at 10 a.m., so if you're looking, they'll be done mid-afternoon. If you still want to come out and play some golf here, we thank Matt and Ross and the entire crew here for their hospitality and letting us do the Doug and Daddy Show on location today at the Kearney Country Club. Well, the heat over the weekend, we talk about it. Be ready for it. We hope the TNL is in your field, the TNL Hydrostatic Irrigation System, and its extremely popular GPS navigation corner system that's brand new on the market this year. I tell you what, Jimmy, I was driving back, had a few days off, driving back yesterday. It's 100 degrees, and it just reminded me of growing up. I drove by numerous fields that didn't have a TNL, and there's the truck, the farmer's pickup, and he's out there either moving pipe or switching the directions or cranking up his pivot, and I'm going, buddy, TNL would make sure you didn't have to do that. Folks, if you are wanting more information on how to get a TNL hydrostatic pivot system in your field, contact your local TNL dealer like Kyle Stewart of R&K Irrigation in Grand Island.
It's that time. 14 teams in 14 days, where we'll preview a different team each day, leading you up to the Big Ten Media Days July 30th and 31st in Chicago. We're headed to the West Division for today's team, the Wildcats of Northwestern.
Well, we are into our second preview. We looked at Illinois on Friday, and Henry Bushnell of Inside NU joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show today to take a look at Northwestern. I think they are that team that you like to root for 11 weeks out of the year, just not when you're playing them, Jimmy. Northwestern and that Pat Fitzgerald, they did a few good things, and now they seem to be spinning their wheels a little bit, 5-7 last year.
Yeah, you know, last year I thought they were the team, the dark horse, to maybe win that. I thought they had some the pieces. They and unfortunately they had a running back I think that got hurt against Nebraska in that game where they kind of had Nebraska on their ropes. They were the first team probably to exploit Nebraska's defense on the running game, you know. And They had really had an opportunity to win that game. That game was a 50-50 game until he went down. And, for some reason, they never really got it back. I think they maybe got a win late in the season to go 5-7. You know, they might have had a game. But for right after the Nebraska game, they really never seemed to play well after that game. But we'll see what he has to say. He sure knows more about Northwestern football than you and I do.
Well, they got that big overtime win against Notre Dame. And, Henry, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, and are our assessments accurate? Is Northwestern kind of in spinning their wheels mode?
Yeah, well, last season was a really weird season, if we're being honest. They had a big win over Wisconsin at home, actually. And as you said, they played Nebraska really close for half, but then everything sort of went awry in the second half. And then from then on, really some pretty bad performances. You know, got blown out by Iowa, and then – as you said, then it swings back up with a huge win at Notre Dame, which was a total shocker. But then losing to Illinois on the last game of the season, missing out on bowl eligibility, pretty big disappointment.
Henry, what is the feeling out there? We've talked the last couple, 3 years, and especially since Nebraska's come into the Big Ten, Northwestern seemed to be ready to get over the hump. Are they ready to get over the hump, or how's the feeling around Wildcat Nation?
You know, the interesting thing this year is, you know, after 2 5-7 seasons, you would think there's a bit of maybe pressure might not be the right word because Fitz is certainly the coach here, but there's a bit of pressure on the team to perform and get back to winning ways, at least get back to a bowl. But sort of the inconvenient thing is that there's a lot of uncertainty at the quarterback position this year. With Trevor Siemian graduating, he wasn't great last year, but he was by far the best quarterback on the roster, and he's actually drafted in the 7th round. By the Broncos. Now he's got a 3-way competition heading into fall camp that has not been resolved yet. And there's between the three, there's one career start, and that was Zach Howler's start in the Illinois game last year when he had 3 first half turnovers and was pretty awful. So it's sort of a weird year for Northwestern in that it should be a rebuilding year, but there's also some pressure to perform.
Yeah, you know, when you go back a year and a half ago when Nebraska threw the Hail Mary, you know, that was kind of the turning point on Northwestern where the year before they had a great season, it looked like the plan was that they would be going to bowl games, at least bowl games the next 2 years. You talked about the win over Wisconsin, the win over Notre Dame. Can you imagine saying, hey, you're going to win those 2 games, but you're only going to win 3 others? And then the other point you made, the Omaha World Herald came out this week, and it showed the quarterbacks that Nebraska will face, and the Northwestern quarterback was rated last. You know, the team, the quarterback, and they really didn't even have a name for sure at Northwestern. You know, they kind of like, but they just said, hey, this will be, of all the teams we face, this team going into the season will probably be the weakest. I think you hit that on your head. Your thoughts a little bit about after Nebraska beat Northwestern in the Hail Mary, what happened to the program a little bit?
Yeah, well, I would actually even go back a couple weeks before that, earlier in that season. So Northwestern started off the season, they won all 4 of their non-conference games. This is after the 10-win season and the Gator Bowl win, 2012. 2013, they win their first 4-on-4 games. Then Ohio State comes to town. College game day is here. Huge game. Northwestern's ranked. You might have even been in the top 15. And Northwestern, they play a great game, and they almost come away with a win over Ohio State. But Ohio State wins it narrowly. And then next week, Northwestern goes to Wisconsin, loses by 30. And everything has just been downhill from there. Maybe you could say the players got a little overconfident. Also, there's just been a ton of bad luck with injuries, stuff like that. Sort of the stuff, everything that was going right for them in terms of luck in that 10-win season has gone wrong since. That's sort of been the story. There's been all these different things that sort of have gone against them and combined to create these two straight 5-7 seasons.
We're talking with Henry Bushnell of Inside NU, Northwestern football in our 14 teams in 14 days here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Let's give the fans that don't pick up the Phil Steele, the Athlon, and all the preseason publications, let's just kind of break down in your eyes going into fall ball, Henry, what we see. Jimmy mentioned a little bit about the openness at the quarterback. Start with the offense. Just kind of run down a little offense, defense, special teams, strengths, weaknesses that you see at this point.
Yeah, so this was the offense that was it was pitiful last year, if we're being completely honest. And as you said, the big question is at the quarterback position. So it's a three-way competition. You've got Zach Oliver, who's a senior, so Trevor Siemian went down in the second to last game of the season last year, the ACL tear. So he was out. Zach Oliver started the final game, really struggled. But he is the only quarterback on the roster with any experience or starting experience. Then there's Matt Alvidi, who is a redshirt sophomore now, who is a big-time recruit coming out of high school, four-star recruit. He's sort of like an option guy. He's a great athlete, but there are a lot of questions about how much he picked up on the offense and, you know, how his, you know, quarterback mind is, almost sort of the intangibles. And then you've got Clayton Thorson, who many people, and I'm among them, believe is going to win the job. He is a redshirt freshman. He was also a four-star recruit, big-time local kid. He's a really impressive athlete. I want to say 6'3", got a big arm, but he can also move. So he's sort of a combination of the two other guys. He's got the big arm, but he can also run the option, which he ran in high school. So he looks to be the favorite for the job. But I think the major problems with the offense, is certainly not a running back. The running game was decent last year. Justin Jackson, as a true freshman, was incredible. He'll be back again this year, and there's a fair amount of depth behind him. But there are a lot of questions at wide receiver and the offensive line. The wide receivers really struggled to get any separation last year and struggled with drops. And the offensive line, which already had a lot of holes last year, is losing their one consistent starter in center Brandon Vitable, who started every single game of his career at Northwestern. So there are certainly a lot of questions on the offensive side of the ball.
Take us over to the defense.
Yeah, so the defense is certainly Northwestern's strong point. And it's interesting, you know, I think a lot of people, when they thought of Northwestern and sort of some of the teams that surprised people in the past, they thought of the offense, they thought of the spread offense and some of the quarterbacks. But sort of as it's almost as if Fitz, who was an All-American linebacker in his own right back in the day, is sort of imposing, you know, his style on this team now. And the defense is really strong. Starting on the defensive line, you know, defensive end is one of Northwestern's probably best position groups and rotations. It's sort of got a four-man rotation of guys who can rush the passer. Dean Lowry is an All Big Ten candidate, to say the least. At linebacker, there's one big hole on the weak side. But Anthony Walker, who's a sophomore now, is going to step in at middle linebacker, and I'm expecting really big things of him. And then the secondary is Northwestern's strongest unit as a whole, in my opinion. They've really got – I think they could have as many as 8 starting caliber players, so there's a lot of depth there. And Matt Harris and Nick Van Hoos, the two starting cornerbacks, I think both could be all Big Ten players this year, especially Harris. He's a junior. He's one of the few players in his class that did not redshirt. And I think he's one of these guys who's a really elite athlete and could turn some heads this year.
Last minute. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Yeah, I was going to ask. Hey, with your schedule, is it possible that Northwestern, can you see Northwestern winning 8 games? Is that too big of a reach?
I think that's certainly too big of a reach, especially with all the questions on offense. I'm sort of down on this team. I think one of the things that would certainly inhibit 8 wins is a non-conference schedule, which actually has some legitimate opponents. They play Stanford, who's a top 25 team, to open the season. That's going to be a tough one. They're 13-point underdogs in that game. Then they travel to Duke a couple weeks after that, which is by no means going to be an easy game either. So, even if they can win one of those, it's pretty tough to see. The Big Ten schedule is not too tough this year, but I guess the main thing is it's going to all depend on the quarterback. If Thorson wins the job and comes in and is a all Big Ten player, then certainly they can win 8 games. But, you know, I think that's before we make any predictions like that, we have to see who wins the quarterback job and at least a couple weeks of them on the field.
Well, as Henry alluded to, Stanford, Eastern Illinois, Ball State, they did the right thing. They got the right Illinois, got rid of Northern, got Eastern on the schedule. And then, yeah, of course, Duke is going to figure that that's a game they would have to win. Duke has to figure at home that's a winnable game. I'm with you a little bit here, Henry. This Northwestern team seems to always be right in the middle, and with that Big Ten schedule, there would be a lot of 50-50 games, but I don't see them being favored in very many of those 50-50 games. It would be really cool if the last game of the year with rival Illinois, which is going to be played at the home of the Bears, Soldier Field, would mean something this year, but I don't see a lot of people that think that that's going to mean anything for either team.
Yeah, and it's, you know, and over the during the Pat Fitzgerald era here, Northwestern has actually been, when you look at sort of the advanced underlying stat, they've been an average to slightly below average Big Ten team for every single year except that 2012 season when they were significantly above average. And it's sort of just their records and the fluctuation of wins has just been based on, you know, winning and losing close games and various, you know, things that can probably be put up as luck. And as you said, there's so many 50-50 Big Ten games this year on the docket. It should be interesting to see.
They have three home games in four series. The only road one will be at Nebraska on October the 24th, and I'm sure that week Northwestern will not want to be watching recap highlights of the previous couple of meetings. Henry, nope. We will let you get back to work. We appreciate your time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Take care, and maybe we'll see you in Lincoln.
Yep, thank you guys very much.
From Inside NU, Henry Bushnell joining us to talk Northwestern football here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And tomorrow, the big boy on our block right now is Wisconsin. Jeff Petroikas of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel will join us on All-Star Tuesday. We won't talk a lot of Brewers. We'll talk a lot of Wisconsin football tomorrow, Jimmy.
Yeah, you're right. I think that's the team everybody looks at that they've got to beat. Even though maybe they're not going to be as strong as they were in the past, it's still the team you got to take off that pedestal.
We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll catch up with Mike Davis, head coach of the Nebraska Danger. After this, we're live at the Kearney Country Club for the Nebraska Children's Home Annual Golf Scramble. Doug Duda, Jim Langan back after this.
Instead of dealing with a bank, let us work for you. Hastings Federal Credit Union, the only member-owned financial institution in the area, offering checking, savings, auto, or mortgage loans too, with lower fees and truly personal service. Serving the financial needs of those who live in Adams, Clay, Fillmore, Knuckles, Thayer, and Webster counties. People helping people. Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings. Online at hastingsfcu.org. Equal housing lender, member NCUA.
You've taught your son everything, from fishing to hunting, baseball to football. You're the man. He looks up to you to teach him all the great things in life.
But have you taught him that real men don't abuse women?
This is one of the most important talks a man can ever have with his son.
Teach, talk, listen, lead.
To learn more about how to start this conversation, log on to sassacenter.org for resources. This message supported by funds awarded by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
At John Deere, we know you wouldn't buy a car without taking it for a spin. And it's, well, just a car. So you'll definitely want to get behind the wheel and test drive the brand new John Deere S240 Sport. Equipped with a powerful V-twin engine and heavy-duty hydrostatic transmission. Available exclusively at your local John Deere dealer.
Find your full line of John Deere products at Oregon Trail Equipment. With locations in Hastings, Fairfield, Hebron, Red Cloud, Superior, and Marysville, Kansas.
The 2015 Major League Baseball Home Run Derby. New format. Increased drama. Get ready for the fireworks.
The Home Run Derby tonight at 7 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see partly sunny skies across the area as we head through the day today with a high up into the mid-90s. Winds will stay to the north to northwest about 5 to 15. Tonight with partly cloudy skies, we'll head down to 67. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 88.
I said, give me 2%.
It's Doug and Dee Show live at the Kearney Country Club on this Monday. It's a busy, busy week. We've got a lot going on. Also want to let you know, we'll be hosting Hail Varsity tomorrow here on our network of stations. Schmitty's taking a couple of days off, and I guess, Jimmy, I'm the only one he could find.
Hey, I know you do a good job. I've listened to you before, Doug, and don't at any time you have to tell me. I think you do a great job, and I enjoy doing this. I have for 3 years, and I think you do a good job. In fact, I think it's a little more interesting when you're on. I think I'm giving you that right now. You have a little bit more.
Well, thanks.
No, but you don't. You call it the way it is. You don't try to be politically correct at times, and that makes it a little more exciting for me.
Well, it's in Lincoln, they can just drive by his studio and throw the pies at him. They don't know that I'm just sitting here in Kearney.
There you go. But yeah, you do a good job. Hey, I enjoyed listening to Tony Davis. You know, when Tony was on here on the Doug and Daddy Show, he, you know, there was things he did that everybody's got a different personality. You bring a lot to that show, and I think they need to have you on more often.
Well, Hail Varsity, 4 to 6 weekdays. I get a chance to host that tomorrow, so it should be fun. We'll talk more about that. Mike Davis, head coach of the Nebraska Danger, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And I know, Mike, you're just like the rest of us. I've read a few of his social media posts out there, always a classy guy, and we knew that the task, I mean, not that it's insurmountable or tough, but it's supposed to be tough. You wouldn't want to beat anybody else right now besides Sioux Falls, and too bad the game isn't just a half, I guess. You guys were right there. We wanted to talk championship. It just didn't happen. Thanks for giving us the time, and I guess as you've had about 48 hours to digest it now, your thoughts.
I mean, well, first, thanks for having me. But, you know, we just, in the first half, everything kind of went our way. And then we kind of stalled twice in the red zone, or we scored touchdowns and got penalties. And then we were up 10 and gave up a huge backbreaking field kickoff return for a touchdown. And you could just feel the life get sucked out of the guys. And, you know, I still wouldn't change the game plan offensively, defensively. You know, we just, second half, we bogged down offensively, and you know, when you're on the field all the time, you just can't continue to fight with only 8-9 guys out there.
Yeah, Coach, that's a good point. I see that a lot in a lot of sports. The body language changes a little bit. You know, I mean, sometimes, you know, you need a play. Somebody's got to step up and, you know, intercept a pass, or somebody's got to run a kickoff back for you guys too, or something like that. And then the body language changes. And until you get that thing changed, there's times where there's like a 21-0 run. Talk a little bit about if that happened. And then also, I'd like to know too, what happened on the penalties that you had? Was it fairly clear to you that you did something incorrect, or were you kind of going, hey, I don't know about that?
Yeah, I mean, they had a spell in the third quarter. I think they rid off 14 straight on us. We kind of stretched the lead out. But as far as the penalties goes, I mean, it was a good officiated game. You know, one was a holding call that was, I mean, their holding goes on every play. So you can't fuss about holding calls. I mean, and the other one was Troy was, you know, kind of in the backfield in the fly sweep motion play we run. When they snapped the ball. So they said he was he was in the box or in the belt or whatever you want to call it. So, you know, I didn't fuss too much about it. It's because, you know, we know better than that. We talked about being mentally strong for the last 2 weeks, and, you know, it's going to be a game of runs, and you got to be able to fight back. You know, once a team gets on a run, you got to either stay strong and step on the gas, or mentally you got to be able to overcome that. And we were not able to do that.
We're talking with Mike Davis, head coach of the Nebraska Danger, runners-up again this year. I mean, most of the time that's celebrated. This team obviously has tried for a championship for 3 years. It's hard to believe. It seems like now that they've been around 10, 12 years, that's not the case here. And they've been in the championship game the last 3 years. Mike, I ask you, we previewed it the last couple of times we talked. Now, what are the similarities from the three championship games, and what did go differently maybe this year than the last two, positive, negative, that you saw?
I think the first 2 years we were a little more mentally strong, and it's a little frustrating this year because we have some veterans, and we have a good core of guys that are tough and know what they're doing and stuff like that. And it was a little surprising, honestly, but something to learn on and grow on, and, you know, it is what it is.
we talked about it at the start of the show, too. When Sioux Falls went on that run, you were kind of forced to go for it on fourth and short, a fourth and one, a fourth and three, and you didn't have a whole lot of success there. Was it just simply forcing the hand? You knew you had to try and keep up with these guys,
yeah,
and just end up digging a bigger hole?
Yeah, I knew 3 points weren't going to help us. They were scored, you know, they were getting 3 points or getting touchdowns, and we were already down 20, 21, 24 points. So at that point, it was like, okay, you got to just keep rolling the dice and hope that we can make a few plays. And, you know, 1 4th and 3, we had the first down and they dropped the ball. 1 4th and 1, we had the ball and dropped it again. 1 4th and 4, it got batted down from Jamil. So, I mean, we had opportunities. We had guys open, and we just didn't make enough plays. And hats off to them. They're a great team. And, you know, I hate to say it, but we'll be back there. Hopefully play them again next year.
Coach, this seems like a good attitude to have. I know you're going to reevaluate the team. You're going to reevaluate some of the things you need to do. You're going to reevaluate some of that. But was there any one thing that, you know, when Doug and I are trying to figure out, was there any one thing that you thought, man alive, you know, up front, they're a little bit better than us, or, hey, their linebackers are quicker than us, or, you know, whatever that might be. Is there an area that you look at on your team and either you're going to have to make some changes with personnel, or those guys are going to have to get better at what they do?
We got to get better in the secondary. You know, we got to get better up front defensively. You know, I think offensively we played pretty well up front. You know, obviously in the second half we're not scoring. So, I mean, people are like, well, how'd you play well? But, you know, guys were open. The play calls were there. Defensively, the play calls were there as well. It just guys didn't make plays. And this game is about making plays. So we'll have to reevaluate a lot of those guys.
Couple questions left here for the head coach of the Nebraska Danger, Mike Davis, as they go into the offseason. There was a peculiar way that the game started. You're setting to start at 5:05, and this thing starts, what, a half hour later than that? Did you know that was going to happen? Did it screw up your preparation? I mean, or was this gamesmanship by Sioux Falls?
No, we were told when we came out for warm-ups that they were going to do the introductions for the awards for the MVP and Coach of the Year and stuff like that. And they figured it would take about 10 to 12 minutes, not 25 minutes. But that did. I mean, again, our guys were still jogging around, throwing the football. I mean, they were ready. I mean, it's, you know, that didn't hurt us nor help us. I mean, our guys were still ready to go. And just, you know, you get one big play and it sucks the life out of you and the momentum changes. And then, you know, just like in any sports, you know, you got to overcome the momentum change, and we could not do that.
Well, we've talked about all that turnover that we have in this league and opportunities for other guys. And I was a little surprised at as many guys that you had come back this year. What can you tell us about next year? Do you think a bunch of these guys want to come back for maybe a fourth year, or will it be a big turn for the players or even you as the coaching staff?
It'll be a big turnaround for players this coming year. It's just time to get better. I mean, obviously we told guys a lot that, you know, no offense, I've lost two championships with you. It's what are you going to do to make plays to make us better? And guys didn't step up to the challenge. So it's time to get a few different players and get a little better.
You know, you talked about your secondary. And you talk about making plays. And I agree with you that in the secondary, it is so critical because those guys are out there one-on-one coverage. The league kind of sets it up for the offense. There's some rules put into place where the defense has to. Do you have to be quicker, or do you think your defensive backs have to be taller or a little bit of both?
Neither. We got to be smarter.
There you go.
You know, that we were not very intelligent, especially, you know, we had walked through every play they'd ran and they ran every play exactly like we had scripted it and walked through it and practiced for it. And guys just, you know, at some point you got to make plays and you got to be smart and recognize formations and players. And our guys did not do that.
Well, Mike, we'll let you out of here with this as we kind of always do. Again, a great season, didn't finish by winning the last game like you wanted to. But I know that the area, city of Grand Island, the Tri-Cities, love the team, love the support. Could tell that there was quite a number of fans up there for the football game. What is next? How much time cooling down period before you have to start really working on next year already? When does that start?
I was on the phone Sunday morning recruiting already, so sending a couple contracts out, guys I know I wanted and things like that. So kind of really is no downtime. I'm actually adding the process right now, moving guys out of apartment, getting them out of town, and get back to work.
Michael, always appreciate your time. You always make it for us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And we're at the golf course today. Hopefully we'll see you on a golf course real close and real soon.
Let's get after it.
All right, buddy. Take care. Thanks for everything. Mike Davis,
head coach,
Nebraska Danger. Again, when you finish second, that's outstanding, but they want to be first, Jimmy. And it's so close, you know, sometimes that's the hardest step to make. I mean, it almost seemed it was easier to go from 3-11 or whatever it was to where they're at now than to get over that last hurdle.
Yeah, you know, sports are top. I mean, there's ups and downs in this, in athletics, and it really is tough. I mean, like we talked about in all sports, but then, you know, you talk about, you know, it's a little bit, I wonder what some of our listeners thought right then when he said, well, we get home and I'm helping the guys move out of their apartments because you're no longer on this football team.
Well, now it's not necessarily because of that, because some of these guys are only here during the season.
I got that too, but you get my point. You know, I go, hey, I know exactly, you know, I've kind of over-exaggerated that a little bit. But my point was he did tell some guys that, hey, you know, we got second place. And I really appreciate everything you did for me. But you know what? We're going to go a different direction. And you're going, man, we've got 9-3, and I don't have a job here next
guarantees.
Year, basically, yeah.
There's no guarantees, yeah. No doubt about it. We're wrapping things up here. Official introduction of the new Tri-City Storm coach coming up here this afternoon. And then the season ticket holders will have a get-together with Bill McCault later tonight. The Nebraska 100, Omaha World Herald. Hey, it's fun. It's something to be talked about. Kurt Tomasevich and Christina Hotelling were not on the original list, obviously, 10 years ago. They are now at 94 and 96. They're going to spread this out throughout the month of July. And it's a good idea. You can focus a little bit more than just throwing it all out there. And then people go, oh, and then, you know, 5 days later you forget about it. But numbers 100 through 91 came out over the weekend. They'll do number 90 through 81 today. And I think July 26th, the top 10. And Stu Pospisil has some of the guys and gals that won't be on there anymore that fell off. But you can... some good reading, so check out.
Yeah, what's good reading? And he said it's really hard to take people off that list. You know, boy, and some of the people that they took off the list, it was kind of interesting in the reasoning why. But you know, to tell you how tough it is, Jeff Kinney, who scored 4 touchdowns in the 1971 Nebraska Oklahoma game that was 35-31, is number 100. You know, so that you know, when you're on that list, you look at that and go, wow, that's number 100. And all the things he accomplished. It was a pretty good list. Amazing when you look at some of the people and what they've accomplished from the state of Nebraska. And they also told about, hey, these guys, this guy kind of was from Nebraska, but then we found out that he graduated from a school in Kansas, you know, and so they have different rules that, you know, like, what was it, Mark Kovacki, I think, was, yeah. You know, is not on the list, and why, and et cetera.
Also, Scott Usher is number 91. 10 years ago, the Grand Island Olympic swimmer came in at number 83. They don't put Jack Sock on the list, which I thought, you know, borderline, maybe in 2 years if he does a little bit more, but hey, he's a Wimbledon's doubles champion. Man, I really thought Jack Sock would probably be on the list, but he's not. And we'll once this gets a little farther down the line, we'll have some of the World Herald guys on to talk about it. Let's run down the rest of the day in sports and get you out of here for today's Doug and Daddy Show. Again, the Home Run Derby tonight, the All-Star Game tomorrow, right here on ESPN Radio, 7 o'clock both nights. Didn't have time today. Do want to address a little something about our parent company that runs the ESPN Nation. Pete Rose and the ESPYs. I'm going to talk a little bit about that tomorrow. I don't get on a soapbox very often, but you might already know where I'm going with this. I mean, they seem to want to do everything to run Pete Rose over, yet the ESPY Awards, they're going to be handing out on Wednesday night, and let's just say there's some head-scratchers out there about that. And I have to wonder, why are you running over one and elevating another when both, it just seems a little strange. We'll talk about that tomorrow. American Legion Baseball, Kearney and Lexington are going to play here tonight at Memorial Field. They're in the same area tournament that comes up this weekend. The A7 juniors are out at Scott's Bluff. Kearney and Hastings play in the first round. The A7 seniors are here at Memorial Field. Hastings and Lexington play in the first round. The winner gets Kearney, of course, North Platte and Scott's Bluff there. And we'll talk more about that as the week moves on. Right now, the B and C juniors are about ready to head to state. The B4 at York tonight. Aurora and Crete will play an elimination game at 7. The B5 going on at O'Neill. Central City and Wayne play an elimination game tonight. The B6 at Holdridge. Gothenburg and McCook will play at 7. Those are elimination games. The C5 at Sutton. Two games tonight. David City Superior at 5:30. That's an elimination game. Strasburg, Osceola, Shelby, the lone unbeaten, will take on Utica Beaver Crossing at 8. Utica will have to win that to stay alive. Same situation over at Shelton in the C6. Two juggernauts over the last few years. Shelton Gibbon and Dannebrog Carroll Bolas have an elimination game at 5, and then Wood River will play the unbeaten Palmer Wallback Greeley at 8, and the C7 at Imperial. Overton and Alma will play an elimination game at 5:30. The Nebraska Twisters brought home the girls' championship at the 20th Miss Basketball held at UNK over the weekend, and another great tournament there for Doug Koster and his troops. The Nebraska Football Hall of Fame, I don't know if you guys touched on that on Friday or not, Jimmy. Did you guys touch on that at all?
I wasn't there Friday, Doug. I had sidewalk
that's right.
sales.
That's
yeah,
right.
I wasn't on
that's
sidewalk.
Right. We had Jared in.
Yeah, go on.
Thanks to Jared. But Brooke Behringer will be honored posthumously. Scott Frost, Demario Williams, Josh Bullocks, Jeff Krejci, and Harry Wilson. It's the weekend of the South Alabama game, September 11th and 12th. And we also know who's going to a Big Ten Media Days for all of the schools, including Nebraska at the end of the month. We'll be there as well. Tommy Armstrong, Jordan Westerkamp, Nate Gary will be representing the Big Red along with Coach Mike Riley.
Harry Wilson, Light Horse is what his nickname was. Light Horse, Harry Wilson.
I did not know that.
Yeah, Light Horse. That'd be some people my age that'll know that.
Well, Jimmy, good to know, as always. And Nebraska basketball schedules came out today for both the men and the women. Villanova is on the schedule for the Huskers, of course. They also have home tilts against Miami and Rhode Island as part of the non-conference schedule this year for Coach Tim Miles. And what I expect is going to be a pretty tough year for Nebraska men's basketball. They will have an exhibition game against Mississippi Valley State. They play at Villanova in a special Gavitt tip-off game between the Big East and the Big Ten. Delaware State, Southeastern Louisiana, Arkansas, Pine Bluff. They play in the Barclays Classic that's going on in Brooklyn. So after Arkansas, Pine Bluff, they'll play Cincinnati, George Washington, Tennessee. Those are all possibilities. The game is at Creighton this year. The Big Ten ACC challenges Miami. But, hey, over Christmas, Jimmy, seats available December 20th and 22nd for Samford and Prairie View A&M.
I'll tell you what.
That just tells you where we're at again, Jimmy, that they have had to go back to schedule these games just to have a shot at the NIT.
I noticed that Incarnate Word's not on the schedule.
That is very well. Good job. The Nebraska women will play UNK in an exhibition game. So Carrie Hofstetter's first official on the bench type of action with UNK will be at Nebraska Sunday, November 1st, time to be announced. The women have North Florida, North Carolina Central, Southern University. The big game at UConn will be November 28th, Saturday, November 28th against the defending national champions. They've got NC State and the Big Ten ACC Challenge, Creighton, Evansville, Northern Arizona, Arkansas State. They make a December trip out to California for a game as well. So those are basketball schedules right now. And I think that's going to wrap things up. Jimmy, anything else?
Nope, that's good. I will be umpiring Friday in Grand Island, so I won't be around until, if you need me Thursday, I'm free. Just thought I'd throw that out right
now.
You
got noon baseball Friday?
Well, we start at 1.
Man, and I know it's prep. So Thursday, okay, that's fine. Thursday.
See you
Damon Thursday. Day tomorrow.
All right.
On an all-star edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. We want to thank Sarah, Matt, all the gang out here with the Nebraska Children's Home, the folks at the Kearney Country Club, and the Nebraska Children's Home Society. For more information, nchs.org, nchs.org.
You can check that out. We also want to thank Henry Bushnell of Inside NU to talk Northwestern football, Mike Davis of the Nebraska Danger. Among our guests tomorrow, Jeff Troikas of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, as we preview Wisconsin in our 14 teams in 14 days. For our producer engineer, Caleb Henry, and Jimmy Langan, Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.